This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A team of United Nations nuclear safety experts headed to Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant Wednesday, even as Russia and Ukraine traded accusations that the other was endangering the facility with new attacks. The inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency left the Ukrainian city of Kyiv, with the IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi saying his team had received guarantees from Ukraine and Russia that they will be able to carry out their work over the coming days. Kyiv and Moscow accused each other of shelling the area near the power plant, the largest nuclear facility in Europe and a key source of energy for Ukraine. A U.S. assessment says the Russian military is facing severe manpower shortages. Get more on the story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A U.S. intelligence finding says the Russian military is experiencing severe manpower shortages in its war with Ukraine and becoming more desperate to shore up the ranks. A U.S. official who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity said Russia is now turning to compelling soldiers who were wounded earlier in the war to return to combat and recruiting personnel from private security companies and even prisons. The official added that U.S. intelligence has determined Russia's defense ministry is expected to recruit convicted criminals to enlist in exchange for pardons and financial compensation. With the grinding war now in its sixth month, Russian President Vladimir Putin last week ordered the Russian military to increase troops by 137,000 effective January 1st. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And as always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The outgoing UN High Commissioner for Human Rights released a long-awaited report Wednesday that found the treatment of minorities in China's Xinjiang province may constitute crimes against humanity. Michelle Bachelet writes in her findings that the information available to her office on Beijing's crackdown on terrorism extremism in the Xinjiang region from 2017 to 2019 and beyond raises concerns under international law. Rights groups and the U.S. government accused Beijing of serious abuses of Uyghurs, including torture, forced sterilization, sexual violence, and forced separation of children. China's UN Commission in Geneva, where the UN Office for Human Rights is located, sent a response to Bachelet's office, stating its opposition to the report. Uyghurs, the largest ethnic group in the autonomous region of Xinjiang. Jackson, Mississippi, here in the United States, residents there once again in line for bottled water as the city's water system suffers a partial failure. We have more on that story from the AP's Tim McGuire.
But Linda Travis admits to being frustrated.
This has been going on for years and years.
The Jackson, Mississippi woman in her car in line again for bottled water to help get through another day without clean drinking water in the state capital city of 150,000 people.
They say it's okay to bathe in, but you know, if you're getting brown water out of your faucet, you don't even want to bathe in it.
One of two water plants was recently knocked offline by flooding, but the aging system has suffered for decades, and now sporadic outages and frequent boil water orders when the water is back on. The state is to get $75 million to address water problems, part of the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Jackson also receiving about $31 million in EPA revolving loan funds to address its water system problems. I'm Tim McGuire.
Residents in southern Pakistan used sandbags to shield their homes from surging floodwaters that inundated a major highway on Wednesday as Global Aid began arriving with food, medicine, tents to alleviate a major national disaster. Abnormal heavy monsoon rains and melting glaciers triggered floods that have submerged a third of the country and killed nearly 1,200 people, including 400 children. The United Nations has appealed for $160 million to help with what it calls an unprecedented climate catastrophe. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.